Good morning, Rabotai. We are continuing our study of Eshet Chayil, and we have Parashat Noah. We have a very important connection in the first pasuk of this week's parasha to our discussion. We have a very strong connection to the first pasuk in Parashat Noah. It's a very famous pasuk, with even a famous Rashi, but there's something very, very beautiful about this Pasuk and this Rashi, and actually something very powerful. So it says, Ele Toledot Noah. Translated, it means, and these are the offsprings. Tolada, Lashon Yelen. Nolad. Ele toledot. The following are the offsprings of Noah. Noah, ish tzaddik. Noah was a righteous man. Tamim haya. He was a person who was shalem, complete. Bedorotav, in his generation. Et ha'elohim. Hitalech Noah. Noah was a man who walked with Hashem. Very, very nice. Beautiful description of who Noah was. He was a tzaddik, tamim, and he walked with Hashem. It would require more time to go through each one of these attributes. I'm not doing that. But there's an obvious question on this pasuk. Is that the introduction, the first three words, have nothing to do with the rest of the pasuk. It introduces, Ele toledot Noah. The following are the offsprings of Noah. And we don't see in the rest of the pasuk any of his offspring, no children. The next pasuk says, Vayoled Noah shlosha banim. The next pasuk tells us about his sons. But the first pasuk, which says, these are the offsprings of Noah, all of a sudden it goes into what Noah's accomplishments are in this world. So comes Rashi, alav ha-shalom, and gives us two different ways of understanding this pasuk. We will say the first one quickly, but it's not the one we're going to focus on. We're going to go on the second one. The first answer that she gives to this question is a very, very beautiful, very powerful way of living life. So Rashi says, Ho'il ve'hizkiro, since we mention Noah, and we're about to tell us, if we're about to say, who are the children of Noah? Siper b'shivcho. The Torah went out of its way to tell us something beautiful about him. The pasuk went out of its way to praise him, even though that's really not the subject. The subject is, Ele toledot Noah. The following are the offsprings of Noah. But since we mentioned Noah's name, we took a break for a second, and we praised him. Sheneemar, like the pasuk says, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. But she's learning that pasuk to mean, Zecher Tzadik. When the Tzadik's name is mentioned, Livracha. Say Beracha. Give him a Beracha. Say something good about him. One of the most powerful tools in life, when you're dealing with tzaddikim, like your wives, like your children, like your husband, like your students, like your friends, even your rabbi sometimes. Zecher tzaddik livracha. When you mention someone's name, meaning you're talking to him or about him, it's a good idea once in a while to interrupt the conversation, even though it's going to take an extra few seconds, and say something complimentary. It's one of the ways that raises people who are being spoken about and also raises the people who are listening. Because when you give compliments, not only is the person feeling good from the compliment, but anyone listening, including himself, is going to be uplifted from the compliment, because compliments give direction. It shows what's important. It shows what matters. And when people hear a compliment, that's their cue that we need to do more of that. So give good compliments whenever there's an opportunity. That's what this pasuk is teaching us. And even though it's coming to say the following are the offsprings, the Torah taught us, wait, take a break. Did you just mention Noah? Are you talking about him? Say something good about him. Tell us who he is. But we're going to focus on the second explanation of Rashi. Says Rashi, davar aher, another explanation. Le'lamedcha, listen to this. Le'lamedcha, this pasuk. Remember, go back to the question. The question was, if you told me these are the offsprings of Noah, but you don't mention his children, you start telling me about he was a tzaddik, he was a tamim, he walked with Hashem. Where are his children? Says Rashi, le'lamedcha, to teach you. She'ikar toldotehem shel tzaddikim, that the main offspring of great people, ma'asim tovim, is their good deeds. Ele toledot Noah. The following are the offsprings of Noah. You know what Noah's offsprings are? That he was a tzaddik, that he was a tamim, that he walked with Hashem. That is the ikar before we even mention his children. The main offsprings of a great person is his great actions, the legacy that he created in the world that he lived. Ma'asim tovim, his wisdom, his charity, his kindness, his mitzvot, his kibud avaim, and on, this is the toledot of a tzaddik. Now there's a very, very powerful point here. This Rashi is very famous. But what I'm about to say may not be as famous. To understand what is the omek, what is the depth of the words of Rashi, why are we calling the good deeds of a person his toledot? Toldotehem shel tzaddikim. What is the idea that the tzaddik's action, what he does, is called his offspring? There's something very beautiful and very deep about that. Avraham Alav Shalom says in the most beautiful way, and the reason why they're called the offspring is because they come from within the person. Not all good deeds are equal. Not all mitzvot are the same. Not all tefillot are the same. Not all charity is the same. The big difference that determines the greatness of the act and the longevity of the act and the far-reaching effect of the act is, where is it coming from? Where is it originating from? You sit down and learn for an hour. You come to class for an hour. You go to pray, you go help somebody, whatever it is that you're doing, the key to the greatness of your act is, where did it start? Why are you now praying? Why are you learning? Why are you giving charity? It's the part that's invisible. Nobody could see. You have two people doing the same thing. Beautiful things. But the key to the effect and how far-reaching this effect is going to be is going to be determined by nothing that you can see. It's going to be determined from this fact. Where did that act originate from? Now you'll say, what do you mean, where did it originate from? Came from the person. He did it. No. Not the physical act. What brought him to do this physical act? Tzaddikim, their actions are called toledot. Because toledot come from within the person. Just like your children come from you, your children don't come from your neighbors, your children don't come from your friends. They're called toledot because they come from with you, from within you. That's obvious. That's why they're your children. Your children started with you. And when a great person does anything of value, the reason why his actions are great is because they started from him. And that's why they're called toledot. Ele toledot Noah. These are the actions. These are the offsprings, the items that came from within him. He didn't go to pray because other people are praying. He didn't give charity because people are looking. He didn't learn Torah because of some friend that brought him all nice things. All great. But they're not toledot. A person can do a lot of good things in this world. And surely he will be rewarded. But not necessarily are they toledot. Toledot is something reserved for the person who acts with sincerity and his actions emanate from within him. Not only his actions are him, but the source of it is him. Such a powerful idea that goes even beyond what I just said. First of all, we find that sometimes our actions are called perot. It's called the pri. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Imru tzaddik, when you see a great person, you should realize, you should say, Ki tov, you have something good over here. You see a great person, you're looking at something tov, something special. Why? What makes them special? So me and you would say, because he's a tzaddik. What do you mean, why he's special? But Yeshayahu Navi comes to explain what makes a tzaddik tov. We would not ask this question because we see the way he acts, we say the way he does everything, tzaddik. But says Yeshayahu HaNavi, listen to this pasuk. Imru tzaddik ki tov. You know when you could say that tzaddik is tov? Ki peri ma'alelehem yochelu. Because this tzaddik is going to be able to benefit. Yochelu means enjoy. Ma'alehem means their actions. Peri ma'alehem yochelu. Because they're going to be able to enjoy their fruits. Which means what defines a tzaddik, a tov tzaddik, I guess there's a tzaddik who's not tov. There's regular tzaddik, and then there's tzaddik ki tov. And what is the difference between the tzaddik and the tov tzaddik? Because the tov one, peri ma'alehem yochelu, they will be able to enjoy their fruits. What does that mean? Why is the action of a person or the act of a tzaddik called his peri, his fruits? Because fruits can only come from their tree. You cannot get a fruit on a tree from anywhere else but the tree itself. Only the tree can produce its fruits. It cannot import fruits from anywhere else. So if you see a fruit on a tree, that's where it came from. It's the toledot of the tree and nowhere else. Says the great Yeshayahu Anavi, Imru tzaddik itom. You want to know when the tzaddik who looks outside tzaddik, you know when it's tough? Ki peri ma'alehem yochelu. Because they're going to be able to enjoy their perot. You know why they're able to enjoy their perot? Because they're perot. Because they come from within them. Because they emanate from a real place that starts within the person. Two tzaddikim right next to each other. The same actions, the same life, the same everything. But says Yeshayahu HaNavi, one of them eats their perot and enjoys them, and one will not be able to enjoy their perot because they're not his perot. There's something even more. Toledot. Offspring has the ability to expand much further than where it started. That's the nature of toledot. My offspring has the ability to expand way beyond my initial toleda. That's obvious. In the world of family and children, that's obvious. I have a child, one child. That child, fast forward 50 years, 100 years, that one child could be hundreds that come from that child. So I only had one child, but toledot, that child is producing a lot more than what I initially started with. That's the nature of toledot. Toledot don't stop. Toledot continue to expand and continue to grow. It's obvious. In the children world, it's obvious that the toleda is not an act that ends. A toleda is just the beginning of further expansion. The same, once we're comparing the toledot of children to the toledot of our actions, we call children toledot, and you're calling the tzaddik's actions toledot. Well, one of the defining differences in the long term between actions of the person that are done from within than actions that are just copied is that they have a far-reaching effect. They will go beyond the person. A person's mitzvot will be able to bring them a lot more than just a mitzvah. Meaning, when you copy a mitzvah, so you'll just have the mitzvah. Done. The mitzvah isn't going to give birth to other big things that mitzvot are capable of bringing into your life. You see, the nature of a mitzvah is that it's able to be mitzvah, goreret mitzvah. The nature of a mitzvah is, you do a good deed, you do anything good. It's not an end, it's not a dead-end street. A mitzvah is just a entry to another highway. Mitzvot, and anybody here, I'm sure, could give some story about someone that they know, or maybe even themselves, where a mitzvah led to another mitzvah, or to another thing, and another thing, and another, and all of a sudden, you look back 10 years later and you say, whoa, that class I went to 10 years ago has produced an unbelievable legacy. I only went to the class. But then I met that guy and then I did that and then I did that. Who knows what was built from that mitzvah? The nature of mitzvot is that they're not dead ends. The nature of mitzvot is that they're alive. A dead end is dead. But mitzvot are not dead ends. They're alive. Alive means that they continue to spread and bring a person tremendous beracha. But on one condition, they have to be toledot. They have to be coming from within. Once they are the peri of your tree, it's your perot. Oh, you're here learning because you come sincerely to do God's will. And you're here because you understand this is one of your responsibilities in life, to come and educate yourself and learn Torah. That's why you're here today. If that's why you're here today, this hour will have much longer effect than the hour of mitzvah, even though the hour of mitzvah is beautiful, but it's not a pre. And it won't give you the size and scope of what a mitzvah can do. Ele toledot Noah. The toledot of a tzaddik, like Rashi says, Aikar toldotehem shel tzaddikim ma'asim tovim. That's why we pray every day. Shelo niga larik. We ask Hashem every day, we shouldn't toil to emptiness. We shouldn't give birth to behala, to, we'll call it for now, nothingness. What does that mean? We shouldn't toil and come up empty. Answer is, a person could toil in teaching Torah to others and come up empty. It's great. You're teaching your students. Beautiful. You're doing a mitzvah. You're teaching your children. It's wonderful. You're doing a mitzvah. But you can come up empty. You could teach 100 children. You're investing, you're doing, and you come up empty. destruction, not reaching the goal. You open an organization to help people, to help them pay their bills, to help them live a life that will succeed for them. You open an organization like that. You're doing all the right things, all the mitzvot, and you could come up empty. In a year or two, you'll see things are not happening. People aren't being helped. People are fighting. There's no more organization. What happened? Sometimes a person could look, and I don't want to name organizations. Sometimes a person could look and say, you know what? This organization had to have been started by people who were tremendously L'shem Shamayim and sincere. Because you see how their little act from a basement is still growing. 50 years later, way beyond their initial meeting of helping five people, the item is growing. Sometimes you see a shul that was opened by a few simple men, and the place keeps growing. You have to know that's called the pri of the original person. Had to be that the original person was doing something from within here, from within side. When you do something from within, it has this powerful effect to keep going. It's a living organism that just keeps going. It's an unbelievable reality that we're learning here today. Sincere actions are never dead. They're alive and well and keep going. Just like a person who had 5, 6, 7, 10 children, and fast forward 60, 70 years, they're 110 years old. And they have this family portrait, the family picture. And they need to rent out a stadium so they could house all the people in the picture. 1,000 people in the picture. So where did these people come from? I only had 9 kids. Where are all these people come from? And that's your toldot. Because when you have something, it continues. But that's the condition. It has to be a pri. Has to be the fruit of your tree. Your actions that emanate for any other reason. You may not find that continuity and that live nature of good deeds. Such an important thing. We're talking about the effects of a person on the world. That's what we've been studying in Eshet Chayil. How our actions affect the world around us. But today we're learning that it's not just the action that affects the world. It's where it's coming from. That makes the biggest effect. That can go so far. Whatever you're doing in your life, whether you're teaching your children or other children, whether you're giving charity, whether you're learning, whether you're coming to pray every day, whether you're every single part of your Avodat Hashem, every single part, continue to locate and bring it from within you. That it should be something that's called a perot. Because not only will it be greater in the moment, but it'll be so powerful in the long term. It will create for you a tremendous legacy of life. And in things that you didn't even do, it just goes. Lo nigat larik. Unbelievable. You could be toiling your whole life in good things. And
empty. It's dead. It's not going. It's not producing.
Listen to this story that we all know. The Pasuk says that when Yitro, the father-in-law of Moshe, came to join the Jewish people in the desert, Yitro, the idol worshiper, the priest of idols, the Pasuk says that he came to visit the Jewish people to see his son-in-law Moshe. The Pasuk says, Vaisaper Moshe lechoteno et kol asher asa Adonai lefaro Mitzray. Moshe started to tell his father-in-law all that God did to Paro and to Egypt, all for the sake of Israel. Beautiful. Vayatzilem Hashem, Hashem saved us. Very nice. What was the reaction of Yitro when he heard Moshe Rabbeinu telling him about all the great things that Hashem did for the Jewish people in Egypt? Pasuk says, Vayihad Yitro al kol ha-tova asher asa Adonai le-Yisrael. Vayihad Yitro. Simply the word Vayihad means he was overwhelmed with joy. Wow, he couldn't believe it. When he heard all the goodness and all the miracles that Hashem did for the Jewish people, he was full of simcha. The Baal HaTurim, Alav HaShalom, says, Vayihad Yitro. Listen to this explanation. Vayihad sheyihad libo le'el echad v'ne'asa Yehudi. Yes, he was happy, but it also means Lashon Echad, which means that Yitro, as a result, when he heard about all the great things that happened to the Jewish people, he took on El Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. But Yihad Yitro. Yitro became a student of the Creator. He accepted upon himself Ol Malchut Shamayim. He became a servant of God. Vayihad Yitro.
Nice.
Sometimes in life, you hear something that shakes you up. Sometimes in a gorgeous way, sometimes maybe not. But bottom line, the reaction is Vayihad. That's it. I'm going under the umbrella of El Echad. I'm no longer a student of anybody else in the world. I have one master. That's what Yitro did. Beautiful. It's a beautiful pasuk. Wonderful reaction. Everything is nice. Except when you realize that this is only the 9th pasuk in the parasha. And if you go before, you would already have been told. Vayishma Yitro. You know why Yitro came? Yitro didn't come to visit his son-in-law because he missed him. He wasn't on vacation for the weekend to see his daughter or to bring his daughter to his son. Not why he came. Pasuk says very, very clear. Why did Yitro come to Moshe? Why did he come with Moshe's wife and Moshe's children that were with him? Why did he come? So maybe simply we would say he came because, well, he has his wife and his children. What do you mean? So bring them to Moshe. He didn't come for that. Pasuk says very clear, Vayishma Yitro, because Yitro heard et kol asher asa Elohim, et kol. He heard everything. In case you were wondering, maybe you only heard a little. No. Pasuk says he heard it all. If you hear all, then nobody could tell you more than all. That's obvious. Pasuk says very clearly, he heard it all. mean, whatever there was to hear about Egypt and Egypt, he heard it all. It called Asher Asai Elohim Moshe of Israel Amo.
That's why. That's why he took Moshe's wife. And he took Moshe's children.
And he came to Moshe. So we know why Moshe, he came because he heard everything. So the obvious question is, what do you mean after Moshe told him, he decided to become Vayihad, to become under the umbrella of God? Moshe did not tell him one Hiddush because he already heard it all. It's a very big question. And there's a very big answer. The answer is the same words that come out of Moshe Rabbeinu and that come out of anyone else doesn't have the same powerful effect. You hear words from somebody. You heard them. How far did they go, these words? How far did they reach? Well, if it's a dead end, they will reach your brain. You understand them. And then you move on. Like the Pasuk says, Shame'u amim yirgazun. All the nations of the world, not only Yitro, they all heard and they were shaken by the news of what's going on in Egypt. And how many of them changed? How many decided to do something? So the news they heard, how far did it go? Went nowhere. By Yitro, it also went nowhere. By Yishma Yitro, it was very nice. He came to see his son-in-law. But when he heard the same words, by Saper Moshe Lechotenu, et kol asher asa. The same as he heard, et kol asher asa. Same words. But now, those words were eternal. Those words became toledot. It didn't just stop by Moshe, by Yitro. It didn't stop as information. It started to produce. But the same words. But where'd they come from? You see, when you teach someone and it comes from within you, if you're saying something and you're saying it with the Yirat Shamayim, the fear of God, if you're saying it with all the right feelings that's emanating from you, if that's the source of your words to your students, if that's the source of your words to your children, if when you teach your children, the words are coming from a sincere, deep place, those words are alive. And those words are toledot. And those words will go beyond the words. And they will produce. And all of a sudden, your son is changing. Your student is changing. You look 10, 20, 30 years, and things are, wow, multiplied. When did that happen? Because you taught the person. But wait, the other guy next door also taught. But over there, we don't see much happening. The same Torah, the same drasha, the same pasuk. What's the difference? They both, by the way, both students enjoyed the class. Yitro was, wow, amazed. But how far did it go? Was it toledot when you heard it from all the other people that were telling him the story? Oh, Yitro, you heard what happened? Yo, what happened? Why you can't not gonna believe it? What happened? He heard it from the reporter. He heard it from the New York Times. He heard it from all different sources. didn't go anywhere.
Moshe Rabbeinu,
he says the same words. Those words are toledot. Unbelievable. That's why Hazal tell us, Kol Adam sheyesh bo irat shamayim, any person that has an inner fear of God, meaning their actions come from that place, devarav nishmaim, his words have to be heard. They gotta be heard. You can't block those words. Devarav nishmaim. Not because he's eloquent. Not because he's saying beautiful drashot. No, no. The yirat shamayim that brought those words out are so powerful that they have to stay alive in the person and get somewhere. V'hayu ha-devarim ha-ele asher anuchi metzavecha hayom al levavecha. I hope those words are familiar to everybody here. We say every day in Shema, V'hayu ha-devarim ha-ele, says Hashem, these words that I'm teaching you, all the principles of life that I teach you, the Torah that I teach you, make sure you put it on your heart. Al levavecha. Make sure you internalize it. You know what the next words are? Beshinantam levanecha. And teach it to your children. Doesn't say teach it to your children. It says first make sure the words are somewhere in your heart. And then you could teach your children. Because if your words don't come from your heart, if they're not coming from a sincere place, then teaching your children is called toiling for emptiness. You're teaching all the most gorgeous words. You repeated what the rabbi said. Doesn't go anywhere. Because where is it coming from? The perot produce nonstop. Person has to constantly demand of himself. This is a constant work of a person. Because a person could be doing something purely on Monday and then Tuesday, and then by Wednesday it became a habit, and then that's it. He became a great rabbi for life, but he was just, he's banking on the decision he made 20 years ago. He lost his inner purpose. He lost his yirat shamayim. Why are you doing this? When you started, you were wonderful. But then what happened? Then you just got lost in the day-to-day. Now your teaching became a job. Now you give classes. They say, you know what? Why you give classes? Because yesterday you gave classes. And why did you give yesterday? Because the day before you gave classes. The same way you started helping people in the most beautiful way. Day one, why'd you do it? Because you wanted to. But by day four, you're doing it because you did it yesterday. And that's it, became your thing. A person has to constantly demand from themselves that their actions should emanate from themselves. Not from others, and not even from the other called him yesterday. It's also called others. If you're learning today because you learned yesterday, it's also called coming from another place. It's got to come from within you. Daily, every day, our actions, our words. Toledot. Such a powerful idea. How far-reaching a sincere act is. A sincere word is. A sincere tefillah is. We live in a generation of superficial shallowness. Becomes so much more difficult to internalize this concept. Everything is done because of what others are doing. Everything's a label. Even religion is a label. It's the way you look. It's the way you are. It's where you are. It's who you learn with. It's also all important things, by the way. But you can't forget the most important. You got to do perot, toldot. Doesn't matter where you're praying. Doesn't matter where you're learning. Where are you? Toledot. Giving charity. Don't give charity because you gave charity last year. You gave charity because your friend called you. That's why you gave charity. Charity from within is very powerful. You know, a person can give charity and doesn't get to any place that's really beneficial. Some people don't have zechut. They give their money for the elephants to continue to live. They're giving money for all different items. I meant that as an exaggeration, Baruch Hashem, how people don't do that. But similarly, you can give your charity to something that doesn't really, I'm alive. Or your charity could end up going huge difference. How? It's your intent. Where is it coming from? Hashem gave me money to be a vehicle to help people, to build the community. Hashem gave me the opportunity to build the next generation. Wow. I gotta find where is the best place to do that. And then I give charity. It's a whole different charity. That money is going l'olam va'ed. That money will be your legacy. I'll just end off with something we learned a few months ago, because it's very appropriate. By the way, just we were talking about Hadevarim ele al levavecha veshinantam. You know when you know that your lessons to your children or students or whatever are making a difference? When you see the effect in the long term. Think about Yosef in Mitzrayim, many, many miles away, so far away from his father. And when he's in that difficult challenge in Egypt, Hachamim say he saw the image of his father. Yosef, you can't do that. What does that mean, he saw the image? Where did that image come from? The image was the perot of the teachings of Yaakov a long time before. You see, when you teach something from within, it just goes. 2 years later, 10 years later, you're not even around. Still there, not dead. Things that come from within the person don't die. I'm going to end off with a midrash, very powerful midrash. The midrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. Yered is one of the names he had. Why is it called Yered? Says the midrash, Shehorid et haTorah milemala lemata. He brought down the Torah from Shamayim. So he's called Yered. What an accomplishment of Moshe Rabbeinu. Without Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have Torah. So he was named Yered. Avigdor. Why is he called Avigdor? Harbe Godrim Amdule Israel. There were many great rabbis in our history that made fences for our people to protect the Torah and protect them. Vezeh and Moshe was Avihen Shel Kulam. He was the father of all rabbis. He was the father of all fences. Any fence that you see today, where'd they come from? Moshe Rabbeinu. Hever, he was called Hever. Why Hever? Shehiber et abanim la'avihem shebashamayim. Because he connected the children of Hashem to their father. Gorgeous. Avi Socho, says the Midrash, he was the father of all prophets. Okay.
beautiful, each one. Says the Midrash, listen to this Midrash. Midrash is unbelievable. Says Midrash, Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. And it gives all of them. Yered, Hever, Yekutiel, Avigdon, Avisocho.
Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
If you notice in the Torah, despite that Moshe Rabbeinu had many, many names, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayecha. Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikol Shemot Shenikra Lecha, all the names that you were called by, Eni Korei Otcha, I will only call you, Ella. Hashem in the Torah never called him by any other name, and he called his name many times. I will never call you by any name other than the name that the daughter of Par'o called you. Vatikra oto Moshe. She called him Moshe. Why? Ki minamayi meshitiu. Because I drew him from the water. Hashem says, that's the only name I will call you by. What a midrash. Here's a man who brought the Torah down. We're not calling you by that name. You did. No, we're not calling you by that name. What's the name you called him by? What the Bat Paro called him, which by the way, doesn't reflect anything he accomplished. It's what she did to him. Maybe you should call her Moshe. Says Hashem, I'm only calling you by that name. Why? All the great things he accomplished, you don't call him? You call him by the accomplishment of the daughter of Paro? Why? But you see, the act of the daughter of Paro, Batya, the daughter of Paro, in that moment, her father decreed to kill the Jewish children. The daughter of Paro with all her servants around her, and she saves a Jewish child. Do you understand what kind of sacrifice that must have needed? What kind of courage you needed to do such a thing? You're the daughter of Paro, and in public with people around you, you're saving a Jewish child? That act of sincerity, that act of courage, that act that came from within the very depths of this lady's heart, she saved Moshe, and she called him Moshe. Hashem says, you know all the great things that you accomplished, Moshe? They're all beautiful. But all of them came from someone that made a tremendous act of sacrifice for you. And that sacrifice lived within you all these years. It lives within you. The act of Batya didn't go and die at the moment that he was taken out of the water. That act of the daughter of Paro, because of its toleda nature, because of its sincere nature, because it came from a beautiful place within her, it stayed alive within this baby. And all the tremendous things that Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished were put into him by such an act. An act when he was born, an infant, lived with him for many years to come. That's called a toleda. A toleda, you wake up one day and say, where did that act bring me? Moshe Rabbeinu brought you. It brought you all the beautiful names that Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished. Hashem said, but let me tell you, this is where it all started. It started with one courageous, sincere act. And look at the offspring. This is the power of sincere acts. It reaches not only us, but it reaches so far outside of ourselves. This is the power,
that Hashem has put into this world, how we can affect the world around us. It's not only what you do, it's where did it start from? Ele toledot, Noah. Noah, he was great because of his toledot. Because things were peri. They were the fruits of his own tree. It didn't come from anywhere else. And with that, it kept producing and producing.
Baruch Hu Olam, Amen.